other. A perfect balance.
Good afternoon, Casbah Club listener. How are you doing today? Started off the show today with the very first punk rock single ever released in 1976 by The Damned. Well, first punk rock single ever released, period. That song is by The Damned. It's called New Rose. And so it's a bit of history, starting off with some history, but not for long. Moving into modern stuff after that, I guess. It was Christmas last week, and this was the first Christmas that people thought I needed records, so people gave me records for Christmas. The next song is on a record that my son gave me for Christmas, because he knows I play this band in the car a lot, I guess, so he figured I would like it. This one is by Kneecap. It is called Get Your Brits Out.
The news. It's your favorite Republican hoots. It's your fella with a neck or shoes. Two chains, two birds, and we know what's good. Guess who's back to abuse every solvent that I choose. Two booze and a pint of stout. I never you man, never smells a trout. Fuck, Coach K, Tachak, the Maye, Young Stalford, Douglas, and there you pay. Got that, even weed in my hat. Go back to Dublin if you want the rapping ish. I'm gonna say this once. You's gonna stay, just don't be constant. Don't be running around like silly old times. Just take these. I'ma go for a dance. Go for a dance. Go for a dance. Go for a dance. Go for a dance.
The NDUP harassing me, but now we're all on the yokes and it's starting to be a good night out. They forgot all about the time that I said something like Brits out. Arlene's throwing shapes off a yoke, nearly killed her. Jeffrey Donaldson's lost all his filters. Shaw ditch mate, take two sticks. He got me in a headlock and give me a kiss and I cried. Birds having the crack, showing everyone his old tattoo on his back. Arlene said, relax, or you'll get sacked. Dirt may talk a buggy, thinks it weird when you're whack. Brits out for the night, and we landed in Thompson's. Two tunnels and a double drop to see what happens. Sammy wasn't getting out back at the door. Now he's at the front end platform. Squite Nahi, and you're useless. He, and it's the Mullah Defiha, Creek Nihah. These daisies are sweet, they're sweeties. I'm eating them like sweeties. Malamore, cooler bottles, August Malamini's.
Get your breath out, get your breath out, get your breath out.
We're on a mad one.
Get your breath out, get your breath out, get your breath out.
We're on a mad one.
Get your breath out, get your breath out, get your breath out.
We're on a mad one.
Get your breath out, get your breath out, get your breath out.
We're on a mad one.
Things are getting crusty. Arlene or McClay, and she's getting touchy. Must be just my gal on the yokes, cause she whispered in my ear. I like to be choked in a boot right into her face, cause the room was spinning all over the place. I couldn't stand, couldn't sit, but I kept her written. And my best mate is a distinguished Brit.
We're at the afters and it's a disaster. Concert talking politics, there's a lack of laughter. Sky getting out on the sofa, Arlene's chin Marlowe off her head, she believes she sinned. Donaldson has started with his homophobic chat, so everyone has started on him, that's enough of that. Stalford's licking coke off a plate. You've got issues, mate. You've got issues, mate. Issues, mate. Issues, mate. Issues, mate.
Get your breath out. Get your breath out. Get your breath out.
We're on a mad one.
Get your breath out. Get your breath out. Get your breath out.
We're on a mad one.
Get your breath out. Get your breath out. Get your breath out.
We're on a mad one.
Get your breath out. Get your breath out. Get your breath out.
We're on a mad one.
Thank you.
That was the other band I got a record for Christmas by. Let's see. I started off the show today with The Damned doing New Rose, the very first punk rock single ever released. And then after the introduction, played Kneecap, Get Your Brits Out, a band out of Ireland, well, Northern Ireland these days, Belfast, I believe. Current kind of rap rock band. LCD Sound System did All My Friends. LCD Sound System always makes good. So it's a good song. Even if you're not really into, I don't know, whatever there's. I don't actually know what you would say LCD Sound System is. Followed that with a band out of Amsterdam called Feral. The song was Secrets. Kind of a cool mix of electronica and rock and roll there. And then the last band was New Model Army doing Notice Me from their first record. I got their most recent record for Christmas, but instead of playing you something from their most recent record, I played something off their first record, which came out in, I'm going to say 80, 81, something like that. Sticking with the old music, music for us olds, the tune I have queued up next is by Wire. This song is Mannequin.
Space, no natural. on how to look after herself. Says I'm spending hours and hours and over hours. And he goes on to the after scenes with all the cowboys, steals one of the hats, and then he wears it backwards. Says I don't know how to look after myself. Then he goes on spending hours in somebody else. He says, arrest me, I'm a heart free, I'm bombastic.
Different now than I did before. I can see
Tune there, a band called Model Actriz, originally out of Boston, Massachusetts, currently based in Brooklyn. I guess that's what happens when you're a Boston band and you want to make it in the music industry. You got to move to New York / Brooklyn. Same thing in San Francisco. If you want to get somewhere, you end up moving to LA because that's where the music industry is, right? Kind of makes sense. Anyway, Model Actriz, song called Cinderella. I started off the set with Wire, song called Mannequin. And then we had Pip Bloom, I Think I'm in Love. Let's see, Sorry did Jet Plane, and then that Model Actriz song, Cinderella. So I got some records for Christmas, and the problem with getting new records, see, up until now, all of my records, I used to have lots, but now I think I'm down to about 300 records, and they're all, like, I think the newest one I bought in, like, 1994 or something like that. None of it is contemporary music. And now I have two actually from this decade, from this century, albums in my collection. And the bad thing about that is that now I want to just go and, like, add to it, you know, and get more stuff that I would like to own and, you know, put on the turntable every now and then. So I went hunting yesterday in my local record shop for the most recent Idols album. You know, it shouldn't be that hard to find it. I mean, sure, they don't play them on the radio, but, you know, they were nominated for a Grammy for Best Rock Album last year. So, I mean, not that local record stores pay attention to, like, who's nominated for Grammys, but this isn't, like, a super obscure band or anything that I'm looking for. But anyway, I couldn't find it. I'm going to try another one after the show today down the street, see if that shop has it. That one leans a little more punk and metal, so I'm hoping that I'll find it there. And then I'm on the path to spending $30 every single time I find an album I like and want to own. How exciting. I don't know, y'all. I mean, yes, sure, I value, you know, the music that musicians make, but, you know, just having it available, having everything available to me at all times is pretty damn handy, I gotta admit. Vinyl, less convenient. It's less convenient. So, all right. The next band I have queued up is Bob Villain. I am not a rap fan. I don't usually go out to a lot of rap shows. My friend in San Francisco took me to see a Bob Villain show before they were, as well, I guess they're big now. This was before that even. I'm going to guess there was like 150 people there. It was not a big show. And I hung out for a little bit, and my takeaway was, you know, Rage Against the Machine did it better. But, you know, it's grown on me a little bit, enough that I want to play this one for you. This song is called Makes Me Violent. It is by a band called Bob Villain out of the UK. Let's see what you think.
The government, they're not helping no one out except for the rich people.
There's a lot of wealth in this city, and that's who the government is looking out for. Them people up there, yeah? Like, they're not thinking of us, they're thinking about that one pocket that's up there. in this city there's a real focus on celebrity and money and materialism.
To tell the truth, I can't stand this place. It's getting harder every day to put the smile upon my face. I know I can't keep up with all the lies it creates. And it might have it in the name, but trust, there ain't nothing real. It makes me violent.
Away.
I often feel my life is clutched in its claws. Looking for reasons you should love me, feel I'm clutching the straws. You turn your nose up and don't fight for my cause. You're okay, cool, but someday soon there'll be no one to fight for yours. It makes me violent. So violent. No violence. No violence. It's hard to see when you've been wrapped in its spell. It tries to break what doesn't fit or leave it trapped in a cell.
I've seen it.
Look at the beast, it wants me gone, I can tell. I thought about it, but for now I'd rather stay and give them hell. It makes me violent. No.
sexual violence doesn't start and end with rape. It starts in our books and behind our school gates. Men are scared, women will laugh in their face. Whereas women are scared, it's their lives never take.
So that was four contemporary English bands in that set. We started off with Bob Dylan doing Makes Me Violent. They're probably the most rock and roll song of Bob Dylan that I've heard anyway. Idols followed that, their song called Mother. Sprints was the song number three, Descartes. And then Shame was that last song with a song called Cutthroat. I get to see Sprints twice on their next tour. That's one of the joys and benefits of being a bi-coastal operator. I'm seeing Sprint at the Sinclair in Boston, and then a week later at the Chapel in San Francisco. In fact, actually, this is the last show that I have until February. Going to be gone most of January, escaping the winter, and I won't be able to come into the studio and do a show. But the next time I do a show will be here on the day I see Sprints in Boston, and then the show after that will be the day I see Sprints in San Francisco, and I'm going to do that one from my home at the Radio Valencia Studios. And it's actually been cool having experience with both of these studios. They both have cool things about them, I got to say. I'm enjoying being on the radio. And actually, what I like about being on the radio is that every week I look for songs to play for you all, and that keeps me, you know, interested in current, paying attention to what's new in the music world and what I like and what I think other people might like. When I went and saw Idols in Boston at the Roadrunner, the opening band was English Teacher, and I thought the set was okay, merely okay. I mean, it's hard, you know, opening for Idols, I suppose, but that's just me. But anyway, of the set, this next tune is probably my favorite song by English Teacher, and it is called R&B.
To be close enough, and I hope I can get my mind right so I can keep up. I've been writing on a beat for you. I've been making you a deep before you know it's what you need. Tell me, is it too sweet for you? I've been writing on a beat, but I should be writing for me and mine. But there's a whole pile of it. Thing is, I got a taste of what it feels like to be close enough, and I hope I can get my mind right so I can keep it up. Can't be right.